In our study of reasons why evolution should not be believed and counted on, and of course it is all through most of science today, this is why we should be just have ourselves having a caution about all the things we read. Jeb Porter reported something he had read on the medical side of science, and the man said, he was the editor of a medical magazine for a number of years, and he said, I've completely despaired of this. He says, most of what we hear, most of what is being developed in science is not scientifically accurate, not proven. It's all a matter of partisanship. It's all a matter of what's popular. And he said, I kind of washed my hands of the whole thing. So people that are in it and understand it recognize that this whole thing of science by consensus is nonsense. What are we going to vote on whether this thing is real or not? You know, that's not science. That's politics. That's fads. However, there are some obvious problems with evolution, and this is one: language. Language. G.F. Marcus, Rule Learning by 7-month-old Infants, in the magazine Science. He says, children as young as 7 months can understand and learn grammatical rules. 7 months. We were counting the words that my first baby, Kathleen, by the time she was a year old, do you remember how many?
Vocabulary over 200 words.
200? Yeah, over 200 words by the time she was 12 months. So we thought she was remarkable, and we still do. Furthermore, studies of 36 documented cases of children raised without human contact, feral children, raised by wolves, raised by muskrats. No, I don't remember what, but just fending for themselves, show that language is learned only from other humans. Humans do not automatically speak. So it is something that is taught. Arthur Constance, in Genesis and Early Man, said, so the first humans must have been endowed with a language ability. There is no evidence language evolved. In all of this talk about all this stuff, language is the exception. Richard Dawkins, on Weaving the Rainbow, said, nobody knows how language began. There doesn't seem to be anything like syntax in non-human animals, and it is hard to imagine evolutionary forerunners of it. How do you almost have a language, you know? Non-humans communicate, but not with language. I was reading, I bring this up from time to time, about a grove of trees and a disease spread to one of the outlying trees, and it was actually killing them. There was a chemical that was released, and it's like smell to trees, and the other trees got it, and they developed an immunization against that disease. This sounds crazy to me. But communication, but not with language. True language requires both vocabulary and grammar, how to use the words. With great effort, human trainers have taught some chimpanzees and gorillas to recognize a few hundred spoken words, to point to up to 200 symbols, be able to hear the symbol and point to it, like they're reading, and to make limited hand signs, like sign language. These impressive feats are sometimes exaggerated by editing the animal's successes on film. Some early demonstrations were flawed by the trainer's hidden promptings. There was a learned pig was deal. They had things in a circle and the pig was put in there, and then somebody would call out one of the things and the pig would look around and go find it. But then they found out that he was trained to look around until the guy gave a secret hand signal, and then he would go get that. So it was a magic trick. H.S. Terence, Can an Ape Create a Sentence? In Science Magazine, says projects devoted to teaching chimpanzees and gorillas to use language have shown that these apes can learn vocabularies of visual symbols, so it's like reading. There is no evidence, however, that apes can combine such symbols in order to create new meanings. They don't create new meanings from the words. The function of the symbols of an ape's vocabulary appears to be not so much to identify things or to convey information as it is to satisfy a demand that it use that symbol in order to obtain some reward. Quote, human language appears to be a unique phenomenon. Phenomenon is a big word for thing that happened, without significant analog in the animal world. So human language is human, not animal, despite all the Disney cartoons. Noam Chomsky in Language and Mind tells us that wild apes have not shown these vocabulary skills, and trained apes do not pass their vocabulary on to others. The baby apes don't learn what the older ones had. When a trained animal dies, so does the trainer's investment. Also, trained apes have essentially no grammatical ability. Only with grammar can a few words express many ideas. No known evidence shows that language exists or evolves in non-humans. But all known human groups have language. Gene Etchison in Atlas of Languages says, no language-less community has ever been found. Everybody, everywhere speaks. Noam Chomsky, Language and Mind. There's no reason to suppose that the gaps in language development between apes and man are bridgeable. He means there's nothing you can do to bridge the gap between humans and apes in the area of language. They just are separate and different. Furthermore, only humans have different modes of language, speaking, hearing, writing, reading, signing, touch, as with Braille, and tapping, as with Morse code or tap codes used by prisoners. When one mode is prevented, as with the loss of hearing, others can be used. And humans are the only ones to do that. Mark Hauser, in the Faculty of Language, Science Magazine, what is it, who has it, how did it evolve? Concerning imitation, not language, just imitating what they see, only humans can lose one modality, like hearing, and make up for this deficit by communicating with complete competence in a different modality, like signing. Only humans can do that, only see that difference. David Watson, Great Brain Robbery, clever term, tells us that if language evolved, the earliest languages should be the simplest. That's what evolution is. Simple, more complex, greater complex. But language studies show that the more ancient the language, for example, Latin, 200 BC, Greek, 800 BC, Linear B, 1200 BC, Vedic Sanskrit, 1500 BC, the more complex it is with respect to syntax, case, gender, mood, voice, tense, verb form, and inflection. So you who are studying Amharic, ancient language of Ethiopia, ancient civilization, which is simpler, English or Amharic? The older should be simpler, and English the most complex. It's just the opposite, isn't it? Very complex and involved. The best evidence shows that languages devolve. That is, they become simpler instead of more complex. So the basis of English is very, very simple, but the words are enormous because we just have borrowed words from every language. I think over a million words in English. George Gaylord Simpson acknowledged the vast gulf that separates animal communication and human languages. Although he recognized the apparent pattern of language development from complex to simple, he could not digest it. He understood that's the way it should be, but he couldn't see it. Again, he says in Biology and Man, yet it is incredible that the first language could have been the most complex. How does language evolve into the most complex and then just get simpler as it goes by? Isn't this the opposite of evolution? He then shifted to a new subject in the article, The Biological Nature of Man, in Science magazine. He says, many other attempts have been made to determine the evolutionary origin of language, and all have failed. This is a guy knowing what he's talking about. Even the peoples with least complex cultures have highly sophisticated languages with complex grammar and large vocabularies capable of naming and discussing anything that occurs in the sphere occupied by their speakers. The oldest language can reasonably be reconstructed is already modern, sophisticated, complete from an evolutionary point of view. The very first languages that they've ever found were highly complex and complete, not grasping their way just to build it up. So, from an evolutionary point of view. Albert Baugh, A History of the English Language, says, the evolution of language, at least within the historical period, is a story of progressive simplification. Opposite of evolution. Ralph Linton, Tree of Culture, tells us the so-called primitive languages can throw no light on language origins, since most of them are actually more complicated in grammar than the tongue spoken by the civilized people. Most linguists reject the idea that simple languages evolve into complex. All the proof is against it. It's just the opposite. Philip Ross, Hard Words, an article in Scientific American, said it was Charles Darwin who first linked the evolution of languages to biology. In The Descent of Man, Darwin's book, he wrote, quote, the formation of different languages and of distinct species and the proofs that both have been developed through a gradual process are curiously parallel. Well, he said it, but he didn't have any background. But linguists cringe at the idea that evolution might transform simple languages into complex ones. All the history shows it was the opposite. Today it is believed that no language is in any way prior to any other, living or dead. Language alters even as we speak it, but it neither improves nor degenerates. But the structure of it becomes simpler. John Maddox, in his article, The Price of Language, in Nature magazine, says, Noam Chomsky has firmly established his point that grammar, and in particular syntax, is innate. Do we know innate? It's inside us. It's just not learned. We are born with that ability. Interested linguistics people are busily speculating on how the language function could have evolved. If language didn't evolve, how did the language function evolve into the brain? Derek Bickerton, University of Hawaii, insists that this faculty must have come into being all at once. The whole thing had to develop or it wouldn't be any good. So the conclusion is, if humans evolved, then so did language. All available evidence indicates that language did not evolve. So humans probably, scientifically, did not evolve either. Interesting and rather simple concept to grasp, but evolution, human evolution, organic evolution has never been observed.